Independence County Sheriff detectives are investigating an apparent murder-suicide at 139 Wilf Drive near the 7200 block of Batesville Boulevard in Pleasant Plains in Independence County. According to Lieutenant Brenda Biddle with the Independence County Sheriff Criminal Investigation Department, Pleasant Plains Marshal Matt Thomas conducted a welfare check on the residents around 7:30 a.m. on Monday. When Thomas entered the home, he found the bodies of 28-year-old Stephen T. Royal and 26-year-old Bridget Royal. The husband and wife apparently had been shot. Biddle said although the investigation is in the early stages, the incident appears to be a murder-suicide. Biddle said more information will be released as an investigation continues. The Angel Tree Project, a Department of Human Service effort to give to the needy families and children of Independence County, is being conducted this year by the Independence County United Way. The program starts with needy families filling out an application at the local DHS office on Weaver Avenue. The Department of Human Service will send the eligible applications to the United Way office for processing and the distribution of names and gift ideas. The United Way will then find angels to buy gifts and items for the children. Colin Patterson, Angel Tree Coordinator for the United Way, said the need in past years has grown with some children left out of the Christmas giving. The United Way is hoping to service every needy child in Independence County. Colin Patterson gives this plea.
Boy, that's a really nice time of the year to spread the wealth around, and this community has come together to help those needy people year after year. We've all been needy at times, so you got to remember it's the kids this is for. DHS will be doing the applications until November the 11th, and then we will start handing the names out at the United Way office here at the First Community Bank on November the 17th, and then we're going to have everybody take those presents to the fairgrounds on December the 16th, and then we'll hand them out to the families on December the 18th.
Patterson said needy families should not be afraid or ashamed to apply for the Angel Tree Project. Remember, it's for the kids. Those who have a little extra this holiday season are encouraged to visit an Angel Tree near you or contact the Independence County United Way office at 793-5991 and pick a name from the Angel Tree to help make the Christmas season a little more joyful for some area children. A local high school radio station asking for the public's help, Cave City High School and Caveman Radio station KVMN are holding an award-winning Elvis tribute concert November the 1st at 6 p.m. at the Cave City High School gym. According to radio instructor Caveman Ben Johnson, the show will feature Elvis tribute artist Tony Witt, who's won numerous awards, including the People's Choice Award in the 2008 Image of the King contest in Memphis. Johnson said the show is sure to entertain the masses. All funds raised by Caveman Radio will go towards replacing the radio transmitter, which has been in use for 30 years. Johnson said tickets can be had at the Cave City High School and KVMN studios. Tickets $10 with floor seating $15. Johnson invites the whole community to check out the music of the King through artist Tony Witt November 1st, 6 p.m. at the Cave City High School gym. Police say an attack on a television anchor woman was being considered a random assault because there's no evidence to suggest she was targeted because of her high-profile job. Ann Presley, hospitalized in critical but stable condition after a beating at her home in the city's Heights neighborhood, a mix of bungalows and mansions near the Little Rock Country Club. Police Sergeant Cassandra Davis said the beating was being treated as a random incident in the course of a robbery. Investigators considered whether a stalker or someone in the news recently may have assaulted the anchor woman. But Davis said there is no evidence of that. She said police had not received a lot of tips in the case. Presley, battered and bleeding, was discovered Monday morning a half hour before she was to appear on KATV's Daybreak program. Her mother went to her home after she didn't answer her regular wake-up call. That's news for now. I'm Bill Beck. You're up to date on The Country Superstation, Arkansas 103.3 KWOZ.